Today is our last day of our coffee story. It is the 9th of May, Friday. I'm Leah.
I'm Cronus.
And guess what, Cronus? Here
what?
In Section 8, they aren't at Kitty Cafe.
They're making the pitch to Mr. Fro!
But guess what?
What?
They've got coffee with
well,
them.
Well, of course they've got coffee.
And they talk about Kitty Cafe. Here they are making the pitch to Mr. Fro. They're trying to sell their ads to Mr. Fro. They've come up with new ideas, new pictures, a new motto. Mr. Fro says, "This better be good. I'm about to fire you all and find another company."
Okay, so this is maybe the second or maybe even the third time that James, Jess, and Anne have gone back to Mr. Fro. And he's tired. He's tired of it. He wants something good, and he maybe thinks they can't give it to him.
He's also kind of saying, "You've wasted my time before, so this better be good" means this ad pitch better be good. Everything else has been garbage.
Yes.
So if you're going to take my time, it better be worth it.
James says, "We've brought you a little something from the place down the street, Kitty Cafe." What has he brought them? Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee beans.
Okay, no.
So this was their plan, to let Mr. Fro know about coffee so that they can make the, you know, make the sale to him of this ad campaign about motor oil and coffee.
So this is kind of the risk, the chance that they're taking. Anne knows that Jamaican Blue Mountain is the best in her mind. And if it's the best, she thinks that, well, she can maybe convince Mr. Fro that it's also the best. So she has bought the beans, and she's brought them to Mr. Fro. And he says, smells good. Sure better than my instant.
Well, of course.
So he smells it. He hasn't made himself a cup of coffee. He probably doesn't have a machine to, you know, to grind the beans even. But anyway, he says it's better than his instant, probably. He says, "But please, don't tell me this is another coffee-themed pitch. I thought I told you."
So he's ready to start saying, "I didn't want to hear anything more about the coffee and my oil and blah, 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 blah."
It just doesn't work. So a coffee-themed pitch, if you have something themed, it means the focus of it is that.
Yes.
So a science fiction-themed movie. It's just a fancy way to say a sci-fi movie.
Sure.
But it means that the theme, the point, is about, well, whatever's in front of that word themed.
Now, he's about to say, "I thought I told you I didn't want to hear, blah, blah." But James interrupts him and says, "Yes, but this one has an all-new buzz."
And just to point out, too, this "I thought I told you" is kind of a threat or a warning. "I thought I told you to clean your room."
It's something your mom and dad probably has said to you before.
So it makes you feel like, ooh, I really have to do this. Or it just makes you scared. And James is not too scared. He's hanging in there. He says it has an all-new buzz.
Now, that's another play on words. Because,
coffee gives you a buzz.
When you drink coffee, you get a buzz from the caffeine.
It's almost like your brain is going bzzz, buzzing like a little bee. It's very active.
But he's suggesting that the campaign for his motor oil for the case has an all-new buzz, a whole new feeling.
Right. Normally you hear an all-new twist, and that just means, well, you had the old idea, and this is still the old idea, but with a new kind of aspect to it. So it's still that coffee motor oil idea, but it's all new. It's great. You're going to love it. Sample conversations. "This had better be good. Do you realize we spent $700 for this show?"
"That was half of my life savings. This had better be good.